fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Tuesday, the 22nd of May. The prepper tip of the day, I encourage you to read read the book titled The Art of War by General Sun Tzu. It's a free download at my website. It's a book older than the Christian Bible. Mandatory reading at pretty much all military academies worldwide. And It's something that will help you a lot. We're waiting on Leon Green to call in here so we can talk about doTERRA essential oils. That's what we do most of the Tuesdays in the second hour. I was talking to Tim Spencer the other day about the lack of coverage. We have 2 wars going. One in Syria and Iran, Iraq. The other in Afghanistan, and we're not seeing regular reports on those wars. American men and women in combat, fighting to carry out their missions, fighting to stay alive, and there's no coverage on, and any media that I'm aware of, as far as mainstream or most alternative media. I'm sure there are websites, of course, that do cover these wars, but not the ones that most people go to most of the time. I'm a big fan of Drudge, and I rarely see anything on Drudge unless Americans get killed. That may raise the level of getting coverage there, maybe. My generation, the baby boomers, we grew up with nightly coverage every night on the nightly TV news of the war in Vietnam. That was, you could count on a clip, a 3 to 5 minute clip, pretty much every evening on the evening news. In the 1960s and into the 1970s, a war that began about U.S. involvement, well, actually goes back to World War II, but we had troops deployed there in the late 50s, beginning with White Star, Operation White Star, which was a covert operation involving special forces, started picking up around 1963 and really picking up after the fantasy make-believe Gulf of Tonkin incident, which never happened. That would have been the spring of 1964. That was followed by the Gulf of Tonkin resolution passed by Congress that gave the president authority to have American forces engage in offensive operations instead of just training and defense. That was the real beginning there. And once the Gulf of Tonkin resolution was passed, U.S. involvement in Vietnam just took off like a rocket. And that's a consequence that we had nightly news on the reports on the TV every evening. It was the first war that Americans had in their living room every night. Television was still in its infancy during the Korean War in the early 1950s. Not everybody had a TV. TV coverage of the Korean War was nowhere near as extensive as what happened 12, 14, 15 years later with the Vietnam War. And of course, it was difficult. At that time, they had to tape whatever they were taping in Vietnam, get it on an airplane, and fly it over the United States so they could broadcast it. It was some real logistical issues there. Okay, it looks like we have a patient waiting to Green and my friend Leon Green. Leon has taken the time, made the effort to become quite knowledgeable of anything and everything to do with incorporating doTERRA essential oils into your daily life so you can have the happy, fun, full, prosperous, healthy life that we all want to have. Good morning, Leon.
Good morning, John. I just wanted to comment and say I heard you talk about, you know, taping and doing things before you take off. And that's what my son and I are doing out here at Front Sight. And my father, we're out here taking a class in rifle, first one for both of them. And so, you know, we're using oils, both the Deep Blue and the Deep Blue Complex for arthritis in my father's case. And my son is just, it's good about it. It's for inflammation. It's not just for arthritis. So, you know, he's been up and down and doing scootering or skateboards. And so, yeah, he's wiped out a couple of times. And it's made a difference in the pain. And it's funny to see how a 12-year-old boy can see how much the oils make a difference. And it was sleep. We misplaced the Serenity Complex. And for 2 days, he's like, Dad, I sleep better here than at mom's place. But when I don't have the Serenity, it's noticeable. So it's been the same way with me. So we have it last night. It made a big difference in sleep.
Outstanding.
And so it makes the oils are simple. They're easy to use. And because they work all the time for anybody with a heartbeat, you know, you can use them with your dogs and cats and livestock. And in fact, Purdue Farms, the chicken company, uses thyme oil instead of antibiotics. And so it is very helpful in eliminating bacteria and bugs and pathogens naturally without, you know, injecting the animals with antibiotics or having them eat them. So it has an overall great effect on your body. And the reason why I wanted to jump on real quick this morning, because we're out here, is, you know, I'm going back to class, or going to class in a couple of minutes, is I just wanted to encourage the people. Somebody else just joined with a large kit, and so he's going to be getting the double promotion. So he's going to get two passes to come out the Front Sight. And I've met many people here who this is their first time. They're like, wow, I never knew this existed. So this is like the best kept secret in the firearms industry, is that you can come here as many times as you want and shoot and learn 50 different classes. So once you get through the basics, you can get to the advanced ones. When we're doing this stuff, I think I've sent you pictures, you know, when we're shooting under.
You did. Yeah, it looked like you guys were having fun.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to participate, here's our win-win situation here with the John Moore Show and doTERRA oils. When you buy a kit, you get your choice of a rifle or a shotgun or a pistol class at Front Sight. And there's a lot of value there. The oils have value in and of themselves as a standalone value. But the addition of the front sight class on top of that original value is just excellent, isn't it, Leon?
Absolutely. I mean, for someone, I mean, in my father's coming here, and he hasn't been here in 8 years. And he's like, and they sat through the class last night about tactical awareness and the ethical and moral responsibility of, you know, with discharging a weapon. And then also after, you know, after the incident, everybody just thinks, I'm just going to go back to bed tonight. No, you may enter into the legal system because of that. So but they educate you across the board in that regard. And then tonight they're going to teach you about room clearing in your own house. And that's the last thing you want to do. You want to just leave it for the police. But if you have children or loved ones in other parts of the house and you have to go protect them as soon as possible, or you hear them screaming in another room, you don't have 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, or in John's case, he's out in the country. It may take an hour or so for the sheriffs to get out there. So he has
to
go protect his family or just wait for the mercy of the home invaders. So they teach you these things. And my dad was like, wow, it keeps improving. And so today is the second day. And so it was good to see that my son's been here now for his fourth time, and he's still learning. And so we're going to be taking a tactical awareness course that's a whole day. And they talked about Colonel Grossman's, level of, white, yellow, red, and black, and how you stay in preparedness. And preparation. So what is good here is that you can use the oils to help you physically and emotionally, for that matter. And then John and I are specifically giving you the benefit of having access to front sight, so you can actually learn more physical skills to improve both your confidence and your competence in all forms of self-defense. So it's a win-win-win situation.
Absolutely. If you've got any questions about what kits you need to get this offer, call Leon's office and get those details. What's that office telephone number, Leon?
Yes, it's 303-495-2188 Mountain Time.
Okay, 303-495-2188. Leon can answer your questions about which kits will get you what training. He can also answer questions about which oils you need to achieve your goals. And the kits are the best way to get started if you're brand new to using the essential oils. Do that now. Here's the basic how you get started. First of all, send me an email. My email address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. By return email, I will send you my doTERRA website link. That's number one. Number two, get yourself a copy of the book Modern Essentials. There's two different editions that were very valuable. The first and most important, I believe, is the fifth edition, and the next one would be the ninth edition that was just published last September. So get those two books, get the My doTERRA website link, and you've got the tools you need to get started with doTERRA, don't you, Leon?
Yes, sir. And when you have the kits, you get the broad base, so even the basic one. The Home Essentials Kit has 10 different oils, so it takes into account many different body systems, the circulatory system, the respiratory, the digestive, the pain index. And so and that's just the blend. And then you also have things like sleep and so peppermint and then lavender and lemon. And across the board, there's six different singles. And because they are so effective in helping you with probably 85-90% of the issues people are dealing with, just day-to-day, whether it's sunburn out here in the desert for 2.5 weeks, lavender is phenomenal for that, just for eliminating pain, but it's also a great protector. And so those things are very, very good. And then even yesterday at the range, I asked the man I've known out here for 18 years, what did you think about Deep Blue? And I didn't realize how much he'd use it. He said, I love that Deep Blue. And he said this in front of 40 people. I swim in that stuff because he's an old Marine who has, the body parts that have been used for jumping out of planes. And he said, that stuff is incredible. So, it was a free plug, but he just talked about it for about 2.5 minutes during a class, and this is how good that stuff is. So I've had many people buy the oils here just because of the other staff that know about it. But it was funny that this is the first time the range masters talked about how good Deep Blue is for his muscle and sore joints and things of that nature. So it was great to see that.
Absolutely. Absolutely wrong. Standing in the door of an airplane when you're about a mile high or 2 miles high, getting ready to jump, is certainly a life-changing event, which I've done a number of times. If you do that kind of any kind of extreme physical activity, or maybe even not so extreme, you're going to have aching muscles and joints, and the Deep Blue certainly helps. And if you're an athlete, the Deep Blue will help. And being an athlete means injuries. That's just part of the program, isn't it, Leon?
Yes, sir. You are correct. Matter of fact, my class starts in 20 minutes, and I have to drive out there. So I just wanted to reach out to everybody.
Okay. Well, thank you, Leon. We don't want you to be late for your class. Get going so you're not rushed. And we'll look forward to having you back next Tuesday, sir.
Yes, sir. My father will have flown back, and I will be out at the campsite out there, so I can continue the class and do the whole vast majority of the show. So have a blessed day, everybody.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate it, Leon. What a guy. What a guy. Thank you, Leon. I was telling Tim Spencer last night, and he agreed with me. Life is two things: decisions and the consequences of those decisions. If you think about it, you'll see how true that is. Decisions and the consequences of those decisions. And deciding to incorporate doTERRA oils into your life is a very wise decision for so many reasons. So very many reasons. You know, essential oils are mentioned in the Holy Bible more than 300 times. For a reason. That's because, well, they work. They didn't put stuff in the Bible that was silly or of no consequence and so forth. Publishing anything back then was a very arduous task. Nothing to be taken lightly. Everything was done by hand. And these are important oils. They really are. Okay, well, let's move on here, and we got open lines at 800-313-9443. Discussion last hour touched briefly on generators. I was doing a presentation, with a Field of Dreams presentation, that took place up near Jefferson City, Missouri, a few years back, and at this presentation, there were some farmers there, and I mentioned how you don't just get a generator and run it for electricity. What you do is you set up a bank of batteries, ideally nickel iron alkaline batteries, because they last, well, forever, basically, which Edison iron batteries won't, by the way. They're not genuine nickel iron batteries. They're nickel plated iron. Regardless, you set up a bank of batteries to meet your needs, to run everything you need to run at your ranch, your homestead, your home, your farm, and then you run the generator 1 hour a day to recharge the batteries. That's how it's done. So if you get a generator is good for 700 hours, you get 700 days. It sounds like pretty close to 2 years, don't it? Pretty darn close. Yeah, that's how it's done. So anyway, these two farmers or ranchers were there, and they just lit up like a Christmas tree when they realized what they could do. Here's our break. Stay tuned. I'll be right back.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 22nd of May. I'm getting reports from private sources that I've known for years and trusted. Men that, these are serious guys. My friend Paul Martin, Dave Hodges, Tim Spencer, Steve Quayle. Some of these people you know, some you've heard of. We're certainly in perilous times. There's no doubt whatsoever we're in perilous times. That's why I put together the Operation Field Training Exercise USS Liberty, December 31st, 2018. The object of that is to give people something to focus on. People need a target. They need a goal. They need something to focus on. That's why I set that up. I learned pretty quickly in this whole area of preparedness that people want a date. I don't know that it's unique to Americans, but it certainly is part of Americana that people want a date to focus on. It certainly is. There's no sense trying to deny it or make it, it's not going to go away. So I give them a date. So let's see. We just go to my website here at thelibertyman.com. Click on Field Training Exercise, USS Liberty, December 31st, 2018. So we start out with scenarios. I list five. There could be six. There could be seven. These are five of the main ones. Number one, economic collapse leading to civil disorder. That's certainly, this debt needs to be dealt with. Number two, World War III. Number three, rapid onset violent earth changes. Number four, widespread terrorist attacks. We can include school shootings in those. And number five, natural or man-made electromagnetic pulse event. There's no reason why two or more of these couldn't happen pretty much at the same time. No reason at all why two or more couldn't happen at the same time. Why not? I'm not aware of any reason why not. So we live in perilous times. Any neutral observer, I think, could come to the same conclusion. Or they could deny it. It's certainly, it's a free country. You can believe whatever you choose to believe. But if you do agree with me that we live in perilous times, then being prepared would be a wise thing to do, don't you think? How do you do that? Well, recognize the threat, first of all. What are these threats? What are the consequences of these threats? Anything that causes disruption in the food supply, potable water, going to work, transportation, it's going to put you in a difficult place, put the whole country in a difficult place if it's nationwide. Which means you need to be independent for your home that keeps you warm in the winter, protected from the extreme heat in the summer, a place where you got all the potable water you need for cooking and cleaning and drinking and bathing, that you have all the food you need, preferably food you grow on the premises, so you have virtually an unlimited supply because you're growing your own food. It sounds like a hobby farm to me, doesn't it, to you? Of course it does. Now, I understand the difficulties of becoming part of a hobby farm. I've been working at this since the early 1970s, and I understand how difficult it is. Nobody said it would be easy. I would be foolish to tell you it would be easy. It would be difficult. It's going to take lots of time and lots of money to either establish your own hobby farm or become part of one that's already established. Either way, you end up with a safe haven where you and the people you care about can have secure shelter, have all the potable water they need, have all the food they need. That's the goal. Don't get carried away focusing on whether this event or that event was a false flag operation. Obviously, if you choose to do that, go for it. Don't bother me with it. Those prognostications, I don't care. What's productive, what will help you, is not focusing on whether a certain event was a false flag or not. What will help you is focusing on how do I become part of a hobby farm. That's what will help you. We have a bottom of the hour break coming up here shortly, and we'll take your questions, calls, and comments here at Republic Broadcasting at 800-313-9443. Here's that break. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our energy cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an energy cleaner, $70 off retail, and a mattress pad, 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the energy cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get energy cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the energy cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles. A four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday. Tuesday the 22nd of May. All right. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. If you're a new listener, there's lots there. There's a lot there. You can spend a lot of time at my website. It won't be time wasted, by the way. No, it won't. We're very selective at the things we post there. Got a couple of new things up, such as the tile for boycotting Dick's Sporting Goods and Field & Stream Fort Sporting Goods. Same company, different names. So I encourage you to no longer patronize either establishment. We need to see them go out of business. Let them feel the heat. Also, when you scroll down, you'll see the tile there for the banner for Operation Classified. This is the 9th, 10th, and 11th of November in Dallas, Texas. This is put on by J.B. Wells, Caravan of Midnight. I am one of the speakers there. Dane Wigington, others, well-known speakers. I'm very honored to be there and be part of that. Of course, also my website are energy cleaners for sale. This is my home business. I've sold hundreds and hundreds of energy cleaners the past 8 years. Shipping them all, every continent except the Antarctic. I had a lady, it's been about 4 weeks ago, I shipped her one to Spain. She had some issues with Spanish customs people, but
I believe that was resolved to her satisfaction. She got her energy cleaner after some period of time dealing with those people. If you have arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, get yourself an energy cleaner. That's the bottom line. What are you waiting for? Not getting a great night's sleep? Using pharmaceutical products to help you sleep? That's not very wise, is it? Get yourself an energy cleaner. $285 shipping included. You can read up on the energy cleaner at my website at thelibertyman.com. And be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads. And keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 90-day money-back guarantee. That's for me to you personally on the energy cleaner, so you're risking nothing. I do take PayPal for payment. PayPal is the most secure way to make any payment online, MasterCard, Visa. You can send me a check or money, or if you need to, my address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. And I have a toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Okay. Hobby farms. What is a hobby farm? Well, a hobby farm as opposed to a commercial farm. A commercial farm is where there's typically one product. It could be others, of course. It could be raising grains such as corn and soybeans, wheat, rice, barley. It could be raising vegetables. It could be raising fruits, orange trees. Be a cattle ranch. Lots of commercial operations where they're usually just one product. Now, obviously, if there's vegetables, there'd be many different types of vegetables, but you get the idea that they're engaged in a business to earn money to sustain themselves. A hobby farm is just the opposite. What's produced there is meant for consumption on the premises. Obviously, if there is surplus material, such as tomatoes or extra milk from the goats, whatever it might be, you'd go to the farmer's market and sell it, or however you choose to sell it. That's the difference. Establishing one from the beginning, when there wasn't one on the premises before, that's a challenge. Unless you're a very accomplished and very knowledgeable gardener, the odds of getting very many fruits and vegetables that first year are pretty slim. Very slim. The second year, you'll do better. By the third year, you're probably close to feeding yourself and the people that live there. That's my reality. I don't know what yours is, but that's my reality. I always enjoy being nearby a conversation where two or more gardeners are talking and they're exchanging ideas about how to be successful in our area. And it never ends. It never ends. The learning when you're a gardener never ends. You may learn by talking to neighbors who garden, by getting books, by watching YouTube videos. The learning never ends, no matter how long you garden. That's just part of that subculture. People want to know, well, John, when's it going to come? Well, my answer is, how long does it take to get a hobby farm started? The sooner you start, the sooner you'll be able to feed yourself. That's my reality. The sooner you start, the sooner you'll be able to feed yourself. Food's not optional. Now, most Americans, most of the time, could stand to go on a fast for a day or two or three, maybe longer. Of course they could, but ultimately, you're going to need food. So food is not optional. And I encourage people to become part of a hobby farm, either full-time as a resident or part-time on weekends, whatever it takes to get it done. I think that would be very, very wise. And as far as timing, well, you're out of time. There is no time. About 2 years ago, I started jokingly saying 3 p.m. tomorrow. But that's just my way of getting the point across. There is no time. We don't know if we have years of normal commerce taking place in this country, or months or days. We simply don't know. There may be people who do know, but they're not telling me. The reports I'm getting are very alarming and very disturbing. Doesn't change my lifestyle. I'm doing everything I can to be self-sufficient. So a date is irrelevant to me. It has no meaning. It really doesn't. That's why I don't search for a date. You shouldn't either. What I found out in dealing with people these decades is the people who are searching for a date, John, when's it going to happen? Those people aren't prepared. They're not. That's why they're searching for a date, so they can get started if they haven't started yet, or speed up their preparations if they have got started. That's why a date is so important to them. Now, these Navy veterans, typical military retiree is 40, 45 years old, could be older, not much younger. They retire. These Navy veterans were briefed, either formally in a classified briefing on the violent weather that's going to be hitting us, or they were told by their buddy who was there. I'm seeing more of that all the time. So they decide that they're going to move to the safe haven, that being the Ozarks, the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks. They buy their 5, 10, or 20, or 40 acres, whatever they get, and they just start over, building their hobby farm and getting a second career, most likely. Most young men, 40 to 45 years old, are going to want to start a second career after they finish their military obligation. That military career. So they get started, and they got their hobby farm going. They're living a life of preparedness, basically 7 days a week. So why do they need a date? A date has no relevance to them. It simply doesn't. They don't need a date. They don't want a date. It's not an issue. Not an issue at all. Now, if you're out there living in a suburb or a city someplace, you may be scratching your head. How can that be true, John? How can it be true that people knowing about these events that are coming at us don't care about a date? Well, they don't. They don't. I know it's a difficult thing for people to understand, but it is true. It's very, very true. There's lots of skills you're going to need if you start a hobby farm. You may think, well, I need the skills of a gardener. Well, that's one part of it. How about the skills of a plumber, carpenter, electrician, mechanic? Those are the four basic skills for being on a hobby farm: carpenter, plumber, mechanic, electrician. Yeah. I know my neighbors, if they can't repair their car or their truck and have to take it to the dealer, especially their tractor, it's a source of embarrassment and humiliation that they had to take their tractor to the dealer to get it fixed. That's an attitudinal thing on these matters. So wake up and smell the coffee, ladies and gentlemen. These events are a clear and present danger. You need to get yourself a safe haven where, if you're not living there, there's people that do live there that are looking forward to you showing up with your spouse and your children, because you've already planned that in advance. So there's housing waiting for you. There's food and water waiting for you. There's firearms there when you need them. All those things. So just do it. What are you waiting for? Just do it. Did I say it was going to be easy? No, it's not going to be easy. No, not going to be easy at all. And I've seen death firsthand. The first time you see a human body floating down a canal or laying next to the road on the street, on the side of the road, It's very shocking. It's very disturbing. Second time, not quite so much. The third time, quite a bit less. By the fourth or fifth time, you see men, women, little babies that have been murdered in war. Well, the shock kind of gets, the edge kind of gets kind of taken off of it. I don't need to guess what a crisis is. I've been through it. I've lived it. Most of you are guessing. And your guesses are based on movies and TV shows. I'm here to tell you that war is not a movie or a TV show. Real war. Real social disruption. Civil war, whatever you want to call it. That's one thing. There's an old saying, civil war isn't. And, of course, that would mean civil war isn't civil. There's nothing civil about it. It's brutal. It's absolutely brutal. I would remove myself from a situation if that looked like it was going to happen in my neighborhood and I had some place else to go, I would go there. The area I live in is going to be relatively unscathed unless the power grid goes down. Relatively. I can't sit here and tell you what will happen. I can sit here and tell you what could happen. I can't sit here and tell you when it will happen. I could tell you that, well, it could have happened yesterday afternoon. Could have. It's a bit schizophrenic to be living what appears to be a normal life with employment, social interaction, family obligations on one hand, while on the other, preparing for the end of the world as we know it. It's a bit schizophrenic, but I've been able to pull that off with these light tables now. We have it's a lot easier. It's a lot easier. Water. I want to talk a little bit about water. It's, in most parts of the United States, it's not too much of an issue. Out west, it is a big issue. Water rights are massive. Most of the population doesn't have those issues to deal with. It's kind of funny that California's water problems changed the commodes, the toilets we have nationwide, to be 3-gallon flush toilets, which I find myself flushing twice frequently. So we've got a 6-gallon flush instead of 5. But be sure that you have a reliable source of potable water that you own and you control. That's not optional. When I lived in the city, I had 3 55-gallon barrels, water barrels full of water, another 5-gallon jug full of water that I kept in a cool place, so they were ready for me if I ever needed them, and it was stacked up in the basement. That's not a whole lot of water. It may sound like a lot, but it's really not. It's not a whole lot at all. You've got 3 or 4 people in your shelter. You'll find out how fast you go through water. The rule of thumb is basically 3 gallons per person per day in my estimation. A gallon for drinking, a gallon for cleaning and cooking, and a gallon to take care of other things. If you're flushing toilets, you're going to need those gallons. Something that I've talked about, and I read a lot about these things when an EMP event hits, they almost always talk about the electric stopping. That's obviously part of it. What they don't talk about is sewage backup. Now, here's the way sanitary sewers work. They're gravity fed down to either the treatment plant or to a holding tank. And the holding tank then pumps them up to where it can get to a place where to go to the treatment plant. If an EMP happens and these treatment plants go out of service, everything starts backing up from the plant on down the line to the point where it'll be coming through the drains in your home. If you got a basement, they'd be coming up through the drains in the basement. If you didn't have a basement, it'd be coming up through the toilet. Initially, it's the lowest point. It would be backing up into your home, turning your home into an unhealthy, unsanitary, stinking mess very, very quickly. If you know that's a possibility, what do? Well, you plug up the drains. That's what you do. You take old rags and plug them up so that stuff can't come into your home. Here's our last break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Jared Moore here on Tuesday, the 22nd of May. We got our last caller on hold here. We got Mike in Minnesota. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, John. I just want to say something. When you were talking about water, I've been listening to a lot of these different shows and networks, and people are so damn brainwashed about weapons and ammunition, and, you know, and then comes the food. Water is so damn important. People have no understanding of cholera. How fast a cholera outbreak can start in your home. And you have a bunch of people in the house, that stuff will spread like wildfire. And if you got 15 in your house, you'll have 15 steps I keep 600 gallons of water, and I don't care who hears it on the air. I think some of my neighbors listen to this show, but I keep 600 gallons, and even that is not a lot. And that's just in the basement. I have another 3,000 gallons outside, you know, during the three seasons of the year. Water is so damn important. I cannot even stress it enough.
That's right. That's very true.
Just for cleanliness, it's not a joke. When you have people with infections, we're going back into an age that where in the 1800s, if you got a scratch, in a week you would be dead. People have to understand this about you get a scratch. There's a guy, I don't know if you ever heard of him, called the Armchair Survivalist. He sells a little like 1 ounce bottle of pure oregano oil, and I swear to God by that stuff. I live in a farm place. I've been scratched so many times by the animals, just at the other fence posts, and I put that on. I clean it up with, you know, peroxide and put that on immediately, and I have yet to get a blood infection. That stuff.
Right. I use doTERRA oregano oil all the time. It's a very, very strong antibiotic, very strong.
Right, and people, these little bitty things can literally, in time, well, even now, can save your life. You know, you could get something where, you know, you keep yourself from going to the doctor and running up God knows what kind of a medical bill. You just put a few drops in it under and, but keeping wounds clean. People talk about buying magazines all day. I tell people they need to buy dressings, because if you have people in the house, if you're elderly, if they get a sore, you have to change dressings constantly.
That's
in
right.
To maintain sterility, you have to change, and to do, you need a hell of a lot of dressings. One thing that most people outside of people that do wound care have never even heard of. I bought a box of these, and they were horribly expensive, but what is your life worth? That's all I can say.
That's right.
They're made
That's right.
by a company called Medline, and it's CMC-/ alginate with silver, Maxorb Extra AG Minus Silver Plus. It's a silver antimicrobial wound dressing. You use this for drainage, for partial full thickness wounds, first and second degree burns. Also, something that most people probably haven't heard of called wound therapy.
That's right. Mike, we're out of time. Appreciate your call. Don't be a stranger. Appreciate your call.
Can I call it tomorrow?
Thursday would be better, second hour. Okay?
I'll try.
Okay, thank you, sir. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaning, your essential oils. Now, while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.